Hello, my name is Adam Barlow. I'm a program manager on the Windows Developer Experience team. Today, I would like to introduce you to the Semantic Zoom Control, which is included as part of the Windows Library for JavaScript. Semantic Zoom is a control used by apps in Windows 8 for displaying large sets of content in a truly user-friendly format. Semantic Zoom is unique in that it provides an easy-to-navigate, touch-optimized view of the data you present to users. In designing Windows 8, we wanted to ensure users wouldn't have to pan tediously through large sets of content with touch. Semantic Zoom is our solution to this problem. It gives users the capability of quickly jumping to sections of the view and greatly reduces some of the pain points traditionally associated with large collections. As you can see here, Semantic Zoom allows the user to quickly jump to any given location in the view, in this case, the last group of my start screen. Not only is Semantic Zoom a great navigation mechanism, but it also allows you to communicate a higher level organization to your data using the zoomed out or semantic view. For example, in the People app, you can zoom out. Here you will see a higher level abstraction of the data in terms of letters of the alphabet. This is extremely powerful and can be used to communicate important information to the users of your application. For instance, you could use the cell spanning functionality of the WinJS list view to demonstrate the relative sizes of your groups. Although Semantic Zoom is easily performed with touch using the pinch and stretch gestures, it also works well with mouse and keyboard, ensuring that regardless of input mechanism, your users will have access to the important benefits of both the jumping and presentation functionality. With mouse, you can use the Semantic Zoom button located conveniently at the bottom right of the view, and with keyboard, you can zoom by holding down the control key and pressing the plus or minus keys on the keyboard. There are many app scenarios which would benefit from the inclusion of Semantic Zoom. Content organized by alphabet, as shown in the People app, and even disparate group content, such as the Travel app, all benefit from the functionality it brings. You may be asking, great, but when should I use it? A good rule of thumb is, whenever your view becomes sufficiently complex to require grouping, it usually makes sense to begin using Semantic Zoom. Given this guidance, the most common scenario involving the Semantic Zoom control is adding it to an app that already has a grouped list view. I would like to walk you through that very scenario and show you how to begin using Semantic Zoom with a grouped WinJS list view. The next section of the video assumes you already have an app that uses a WinJS list view with grouping. In this case, I am using the grouped list view included in our Windows SDK samples. Here, we have the grouped list view sample code running inside a blank Visual Studio template. I've modified it to run it full screen by editing the CSS. The first step is adding another list view, which will represent the zoomed out view. In this case, let's repurpose the list view we already have and go ahead and create a second list view that will represent the zoomed out view. In this case, I'm going to call it list view out. It's important to note that we will use the group data source of the first list view as the item data source of the zoomed out view. And we'll no longer need any of the group data source or the group header template as the zoomed out view won't be grouped. So we can go ahead and get rid of this code. However, we'll need to point it to a new template that will represent the items in the zoomed out view. In this case, I will name it zoomed out template. We need to go ahead and actually create that template. And I've done that already. I'm going to go ahead and paste that code in our templating section. At this point, all we need to do is actually add the Semantic Zoom control, which acts as a wrapper of these two list views. I'll do that now, giving it an arbitrary ID, in this case, my Semantic Zoom. So let's go ahead and we'll paste in the Semantic Zoom, which is a div with the data-win-control winjs.ui Semantic Zoom property. And we'll go ahead and close that div here at the bottom. Now let's go ahead and hit run and see what we have. Here you can see we have a list view, and you can see that we have the icon in the corner that represents the shortcut for zooming out with the mouse. And here we have our Semantic Zoom. But we can tell that the Semantic Zoom as it is doesn't represent the look and feel that we're going for our app. Next, let's add some more styling to customize the look and feel of our zoomed out view. I'll add a few rules for moving the top margin down, sizing the zoomed out items, and increasing the font size. I already have some CSS rules written that will customize the look and feel of our Semantic Zoom. Let's go ahead and paste those in here to our CSS file. Let's change the max rows to 1, as we only want one single row for this semantic zoom. And let's go ahead and hit run again. There, now you can see we have a simple, touch-optimized navigation story for this set of data. That's the power of semantic zoom. In summary, we have explained that semantic zoom is a fantastic way to add improved navigational functionality to your app, and have shown how easy it is to wire up as an addition to an already grouped list view. Also, remember the rule of thumb. Whenever your view becomes sufficiently complex to require grouping, you might want to use semantic zoom. For further information and complete API documentation and help with more advanced scenarios, please see the Dev Center.